McDermott and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Happy Christmas.
Dermot and Dave's campervan of Christmas cheer.
Yeah. It's being spotted out and about. The campervan of Christmas cheer is going all around the country, spreading as much campervan Christmas cheer as it can.
It's big, it's yellow, it says Today FM on it, it's covered in lights, and it's got Dermot and Dave on it as well. It's very impressive, and it's packed with goodies, and we've been asking you to nominate either yourself are other people in your life that you care about who you think deserve a little bit of Christmas cheer.
And rightly so. Today we're going to go to Boyle in Roscommon and meet Yvonne Bonici and her daughter Nicole. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Dermot and Dave. How are you guys?
How is Boyle, County Roscommon today?
Absolutely marvellous. No, I haven't been right
there. The word you're looking for, yeah, is dark and freezing is what it is today. It's absolutely freezing today.
It is. Skin a cat, as they say down here.
So come here, why would you like us to spread some Christmas cheer to you?
Well, it's not really to me, actually. I nominated my daughter Nicole because she's 18. And when lockdown started, our first lockdown, when this whole thing hit, Nicole got booked off a horse and broke her back. So she was in a brace for the first six months of lockdown.
God.
Then she missed her 18th. Then she missed her big trip with her first proper trip away with all her buddies in TY. So she's, and I know nobody's had a nice time during this pandemic, but I feel Nicole got a really raw deal, actually. So
yeah. And is Nicole with you there now this morning?
Yes, there she is.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
And she's a bit shy.
Well, listen.
She pretends to be shy.
Yeah, I was going to say, all 18-year-olds pretend to be shy. Nicole, that's a hell of a deal that your mum Yvonne just described to us. What happened with the horse?
I was just thrown off. And, yeah.
Was it your horse?
No, it was where I go riding in a riding school.
Okay, you hadn't stolen it or making a getaway. Just checking. So you poor thing, and you must have been very frightening when someone says you have a broken back.
Yeah, it was very scary.
And what's the recovery like in something like that? What do you have to do?
I meant to be doing physio, but I don't do it. So
she did start her. Well, you're supposed to wear the brace for 6 months, and she did that. Actually, she had to. She had no choice.
Mm.
And then she had some physio to do, which she wasn't the best at doing. She did do it, but she wasn't. She had to be reminded a lot to do her exercise.
Yeah, physio is a lot like homework. Yeah. Nobody wants to do it. You know you have to do it, but you don't want to do it.
Yeah, exactly. This is true.
What was the trip?
She's actually made a good recovery. She has little twinges every now and again, but we're very lucky and very grateful that, you know, it could have been the outcome could have been a lot worse. So
absolutely.
She's very grateful.
Are you back riding horses, Nicole?
Yeah.
No fear.
Yeah, she couldn't wait, actually. She kept asking us, when's the 6 months over? Like, the countdown was on as soon as we got close to the deadline that she didn't have to wear the brace anymore and she could go back riding. So she was very happy about that.
Isn't that a phrase or something, like get back on the horse or something? Yeah. Like, it's literally what you're doing, Nicole.
Exactly, yeah. She literally coined that phrase.
And Nicole, what was the trip away with your transition year pals that you missed out on?
We were meant to be going to Barcelona for a few days, but then it was on the 23rd of April and I broke my back, obviously, and then the pandemic hit, so we couldn't go.
Oh, so the trip never happened anyway?
No.
It all got cancelled. All the TYs missed out.
Most yeah.
Missed out on it.
And Yvonne, you work as a medical secretary in a busy GP's office. What is that like, and what has that been like over the, you know, the course of the last couple of years?
Busy. We've actually we're big fans of the show, particularly two of the young doctors. There's three lovely doctors there: Dr. Katie, Dr. Joe, and Dr. Dara. And we all listen to Today FM. The boys are big fans of the show. Actually, they love you guys.
Great to hear.
But we've been very, very busy because I'm not sure how many surgeries in Ireland actually stayed open right through the pandemic, but we actually did. So we've seen patients face to face. Obviously, there was screening there. Like, so if you still had symptoms or had COVID symptoms, you were seen, but you were seen in a sort of a porter cabin at the back. Mm. So that way, it meant continue to see our patients. And the car park effectively became our new waiting room. So there was nobody in the waiting room, you know, but for social distancing reason, we didn't have the space. But we still seen the patients and we were very, very busy. We're still very, very busy. And we've managed to run vaccination clinics as well every fortnight in, you know, for the last year. So
it must have been quite worrying for you having to go into work every day, particularly when we didn't know too much about the virus and people weren't vaccinated. It must have been, you know, quite a worrying time to be in a doctor's surgery.
Yeah, I suppose fear of the unknown initially, but you sort of have to, you know, that's your job. You have to get on with it. Like, you know, you couldn't let the doctors or the patients down, and the show had to keep running. Do you know what I mean? So you did. You got up every morning. You went into work. Yeah. And just got on with it. Like, we have lovely patients, lovely doctors. It's a lovely surgery. It's very, very busy surgery, but it's a lovely place to work. And we have the crack in between having, well, you know, that's important.
Any surgery playing Dermot and Dave on Today FM, we think is one of the best surgeries around. And between you doing that Absolutely. And Nicole having her fall and having to recover and missing out and all that stuff, we do feel like we should spread some Christmas cheer in your general direction. So can you make your way towards your front door now? I know you're on a mobile, so you should be able to walk there and stay chatting to us. Can you?
I can, yeah.
Okay, go on out, so.
Let us know when you're at the door.
We're at the door now.
Okay, open it up. And you should see the Dermot and Dave camper van of Christmas cheer parked outside.
Oh my God, we do.
Slightly worrying, but it's there.
Now, we've got our main man, Sifra, who is going to hand over, obviously, Today FM goodies, a Dermot and Dave lap blanket.
The number one thing everybody wants. But we decided to throw in some extra goodies for you.
Nicole and Yvonne, we would like to present you with something that every woman needs, a Dyson supersonic hairdryer.
And oh, my God, thank you.
Every woman on the Dermot and Dave team is very jealous of this one. Apparently, it's amazing. And we'll also give you a 55-inch LG TV.
Oh my God, thank you so much. Oh, we're really shocked. I just expected a Harry hoodie. That was it.
No, we got slightly better than that. Happy Christmas. That's what the camper van of Christmas cheer is about, spreading Christmas cheer.
Oh my God, thank you so much. That is so kind. Honest to God, I thought she's going to get a Harry hoodie and a few sweets, and this will make her day. That is, oh my God, thank you guys so much. That's amazing.
Your telly will be fabulous and your hair will be even more fabulous. So enjoy, guys, and happy Christmas.
Thank you, Dermot and Dave. Thank you so much.
See ya. Bye, Yvonne. Bye, Nicole.
Bye.
Thank you.
And thanks to Harvey Norman there, sharing the joy this Christmas with hundreds of great gift ideas across appliances and technology, supplying the TV and the Dyson supersonic hairdryer as well. Brilliant.
If you want some Christmas cheer spread your direction, drop us a message. Text or WhatsApp 0874 100 102, or you can always email the show, dermotanddave@todayfm.com.
The camper van of Christmas cheer will be out and about. Follow us, take pictures. You can win yourself one of those lap blankets too. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.